I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Most of us don't think about where we want to be buried. Not much, anyway. But the late American scholar Richard Nelson Fry had a very clear idea about his burial spot. He devoted his life to studying ancient Persia, today's Iran, and he wanted to be buried in Isfahan in central Iran. Here's Fry in 2007 speaking with The World's Katie Clark.
Isfahan is still—it's the place of culture and craftsmanship of Iran. It's—that's what Iran is all about, which is culture.
Fry died last month at age 94 here in Boston, but he's not buried in Isfahan. In fact, that's up in the air because some hardliners in Iran are against his burial there. Turaj Dariayi teaches Iranian history at the University of California, Irvine. So you were a friend of Richard Fry's. What was he like?
Yes, I did know him, but I should say that anyone who worked in the field of Iranian studies ended up knowing Richard Fry. He was actually a friend to all of us. And my meeting came about when I was just a graduate student, when he wrote me a note. And I was really honored. And it was really a warm letter. And when I got to meet him, he was even kinder and really a gentle soul, I would say.
So tell us a bit more about his passion for Iran. You took a trip to Iran with him. Maybe we can get an insight to his love for Iran through your description of that trip.
Sure. About 11 years ago, he was given an award in Tehran, and he showed up there, and I was there. And then after a couple of days, he wanted to go outside of the capital. And so we took a 10-day trip to the Kurdish area of Iran in the northwest, which was, of course, really memorable for me. I think you really get to know people when you travel with them. And, you know, although he was in his 80s, he was such an inquisitive guy. He had been through Iran many, many times. But anything that he hadn't seen, he would get really excited about and act almost like a little child in his excitement. And whoever he met, he would, you know, start speaking in Persian and say, "I am an American. I want to take a picture with you. I study Iranian studies." And, you know, we did this in several places that maybe it wasn't the best place to say you're an American. For example, we went to the paternal house of Ayatollah Khomeini to visit the house. And right as soon as we entered, he went to the guard and said, "I am an American. I would like to take a picture with you." And the guard, of course, was terrified.
Oh my gosh.
But Fry was so kind that he actually did end up taking a photo with him. And, you know, they actually hugged. And it was really nice.
Clearly, Fry loved Iran. Why is there opposition to him being buried in Isfahan?
I should say, I think the majority of the people I have talked to really acknowledge him and want him to be buried in Iran. This is his wish for a long time. I think it's really a small minority. And, you know, in any country, you get a group that usually is quite vocal and come into the news. And it's that minority now that in Iran have really done something, I think, quite shameful. They've gone in front of this tomb and, you know, they've had banners that we're not going to let this person be buried here. I think a lot of there's a push and pull within the government between the different sides or factions on what to do. It's become somewhat political. But I'm going to be doing an interview with the students at the University of Tehran. Actually, I'm going to say something about it. And the students in University of Tehran and other universities are putting program in honor of Richard Fry. He's really loved by the students. His books are translated into Persian. And so a lot of people who are interested in history know about him.
Can you just describe Isfahan for us? I mean, what is it about the city that makes these non-Iranians want this to be their final resting place? Why is it so seductive?
Yeah, I wish more people would get to go there, and I hope when relations get better, people do visit. It is indeed a magical city. When you go there, you feel you're transported to the 16th century. The city is exquisitely kept in terms of its artistic structure and the great square and the mosques and the bazaar. You're just transported to this very interesting place. And I think that's why Fry, although he lived more in Shiraz, he just thought Isfahan was really the place. And in Persian, we call this Isfahan Nisve Jahan, half of the world, in terms of its beauty and its culture.
Turaj Dariayi teaches Iranian history at UC Irvine. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.